light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has very beautifully mentioned, and this hadith is narrated in Al-Mu'ajjam Al-Kabir Sharif. حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ تَبْلُغُنِي Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wherever you may be, recite salat upon me, for your salat reaches me. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامًا عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا حَبِيبِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله على محمد نور من نور الله مرحبا 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 خوش آمدید Welcome once again to another episode on the series The Light of Guidance. Make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to take care of ourselves and may Allah ta'ala enable us to take care of those around us as well. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's discussion, we will be focusing on something very important and a question which everyone needs to ask themselves. And this question should be in front of you in your entire life, that who is better? Who is better than the other person? Who is greater than the other person? This is what we will be discussing in today's topic, inshallah, azza wa jal. And make good intentions before we begin. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will definitely attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because today's discussion is a question and we're going to learn about it in the about the answer in the light of the Quran, the hadith and the sayings of the pious predecessors. So I request one and all that try your level best inshallah to make this intention that whatever we discuss today, we will try and act upon it. And obviously we will inshallah pass the message on to others as well. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. So the question I ask you is, who is better? Who is greater? Who has a higher rank than the other person? In this world, if we have to ask this question to anyone, so, and the first thing you to come to a person's mind is obviously the one who has a nice car is better. The one who has a mansion is better. The one who has his own business and he is set, he is better. The one who, you know, he is married and he has settled down, he has children, is better. The one who has performed Hajj and Umrah in his life, he is better. There will be different answers, and 99.9% of the answers will be related to the world, that so-and-so person who has the success in this world, the one, the person who has success in this issue, in this, in this, in this, in this, in this, that person is better. And unfortunately, that is the thought and the thinking which is in the minds of our youngsters as well, that they only keep the world in front of them and the worldly personalities, the worldly people in front of them. And that's how they judge their life. And that's how they feel that they should be in the future. You know, their business should be set. Everything must be perfect. But if the question is asked to a true believer, then the answer will not be this. The answer will be something else. And what will be the answer? To come to the answer, I would like to relate a wonderful narration narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the cousin of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, on the day of the conquest of Makkah, Fath Makkah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded his muazzin Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to climb onto the roof of the Holy Kaaba and call the azan. Accordingly, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu carried out the command. And Sayyidina Bilal was from Abyssinia, and he had spent a long time as a slave in Mecca. Upon seeing him calling the azan from the roof of the Holy Kaaba, some of the chiefs of Mecca began to speak inappropriately about him. When these chieftains of Mecca were speaking ill, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam presented himself before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and informed him about their remarks. The Prophet ﷺ then summoned all of them and asked, "Have you said such and such things about Bilal?" They all admitted, "Yes, we have said these things." At this juncture, the following verse of the Holy Quran was revealed in part 26, Surah Hujurat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'il. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ." Subhanallah. Atala says, "O people, indeed we created you from a man and a woman, and we made you factions and tribes that you may recognize one another. Indeed, the most honorable of you in the court of Allah is the most pious one amongst you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, most aware." Allama Qurtubi mentions and he comments on this verse and he states, "In this verse, Allah Almighty admonished the people of Mecca for boasting about their lineage, for desiring abundance of wealth and mocking the poor. He explained that all the human beings are the progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the standard of excellence is not based on color, appearance, lineage, or wealth, but inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed the most honorable of you in the court of Allah is the most pious one amongst you. Means the level of being better, the level of betterment, the level of being superior, the level of being great in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not based on wealth or status or maqam or color or race or lineage. It all comes down to taqwa and piety. How much taqwa you have, how much piety you have. The person who has the most piety, he is the person who is close to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the person who has a rank and a martaba in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So basically this was a reply to the people of Mecca. And at the same time, it was a lesson for everyone until Qiyamah that if Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a slave from Abyssinia, is standing on top of the Holy Kaaba and delivering the azan and calling the people towards Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then, and that person who is, apparently his skin is not white, apparently his skin is not bright, he is not very fair, you would say. And he is a person who, is a slave and he is from Abyssinia, so not very wealthy. He doesn't have lots of slaves, he doesn't have maidens, he doesn't have gold or silver or those kind of things. So apparently he's not wealthy, but look at him today, that no one is standing on top of the Holy Kaaba, but he is standing, which proves that in Islam, there is no racism. In Islam, there is no discrimination. In Islam, there is no superiority and inferiority when it comes to race and culture. The only superiority is the one whose heart has the most fear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person becomes superior. That person becomes great. That person becomes honored in the court of Allah. These are not my words. These are the words of Allah ta'ala. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. So the Holy Quran has given us a criteria. And the Holy Quran has given us a standard that this is how you must judge if someone is great or if someone is not great. You must keep in mind that who is good and what is good and what is bad, this we cannot determine with our own intellect. As Muslims, as believers, what Allah and His beloved Rasul said is good is considered good. And what Allah and the beloved Rasul said is bad. Even if we do not like the good or if we like the bad. If we do not like the good, but Allah and the Rasul said it is good, our job is we must do it. And if we like the bad, but Allah and the beloved Rasul said this is bad, then our job is to refrain from it. In other words, our standards of good and evil should be based upon what Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has commanded us with in the Holy Quran, obviously in the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So what is our standard of good and bad in today's society, in today's community, in our area, in our environment? We look, how much does a person earn? What kind of work a person does? What job he has? What lineage he has? How educated he is? How well does he speak English? What kind of car does he own? You know, what house does he stay in? What business does he have? These are all the things in which we judge if a person is good or bad. If he is a wealthy person, he is good, irrespective of whatever wrong he is doing, but he is good. And if it's a poor person, no, he's bad, man. You know, we'll find all the 100 faults in that person. But we need to ask ourselves that, is this really what Islam has taught us? No. Islam has taught us that if a person doesn't have anything but he has taqwa, then he has the right of standing on top of the Holy Kaaba and delivering the azan. On the other hand, a person has all the wealth but he is not loyal to Allah and the beloved Rasul, then he is not even worthy of the dust under the hooves of the horse of those who spend their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayah and in the tafsir of this ayah and in the explanation of this ayah, very beautifully we have been told that who is better, who is the best, who is superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever we learn the Holy Quran, to explain the Holy Quran, we need to go towards the ahadith and the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is Mufassir al-Quran. He is the walking, talking Quran. He is the explainer of the Quran. He is the one who is going to make sure everything is set out clear in front of us. He is the one who is going to open the words of the Holy Quran and the understanding of the Holy Quran, which is why a hadith is so important, which is why the Zat of the beloved Rasul is so important, which is why the Seerah is so important, which is why the learning the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul is so important. So we have learned in the Holy Quran that atqakum, the one who has the most taqwa, is superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's see what the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about this. Subhanallah. First hadith narrated in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states, he says, khiyarukum man at'ama at'ama wa radda as-salam. In other words, the best among you is he who feeds others and responds to the greeting, responds to the salam. From this hadith, it is clear that a Muslim who feeds people and the Muslim who responds to salam is the best. Now let's reflect, let's think. Do I feed people? Do I reply to people salam? If your answer is yes, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the answer is no, then you must make an intention to adopt these actions from today. Someone makes salam to me, I will reply. Whether I have a fight with him, whether I'm angry with him, whether he swore me, whether he did anything, I'm going to reply to his salam. And I'm going to feed others. I'm going to open my heart. Feeding others is a bounty, a blessing. This feeding others is actually a sunnah of the Prophet alayhimu salam. It is the way of the awliya-i kiram. We'll see how many awliya-i kiram emphasized on feeding others and giving others to eat. Why? Because they knew that amongst those others, they will be poor, they will be destitute people, they will be people who do not have anything, and they in return will make dua to you. They in return will then, you know, open their arms and open their hands and make dua in the court of Allah Ta'ala for you. So the Holy Quran mentioned, in the court of Allah, the one who has the taqwa, the piety, he is the closest. And now explaining that, the beloved Rasul also explains that the best amongst you is the one who replies to salam. The best amongst you is the one who feeds others. Subhanallah. And feeding others is such a quality, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in Surah Dahr, ayat number 8, Allah ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And they offer food in his love to the destitute and the orphan and the prisoner. مولانا سید محمد نعیم الدین مرادآبادی صدر الافاضل, he mentions under this verse, he says, this means that they feed others even when they themselves are in need and desire food. Some commentators have taken it to mean that they feed others out of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Thus we also come to learn that whatever we do, we mustn't do it for people. You know, he feeds every Thursday, he feeds every Friday. Wah, kya aadmi hai, what a wonderful personality he is. That shouldn't be our intention. Our intention should be only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Inshallah, we'll discuss this further regarding other personalities and people who are great in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have a high rank. And then inshallah, azzawajal, we will carry on our discussion. Before that, we'll listen to a wonderful kalam. And as soon as we return, we will carry on what we are discussing. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
بکار خش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ بکار خش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ ندارم جز تو ملجا خود ساز و سامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ یا رسول پریشانم پریشانم یا اغثنی یا رسول اللہ شغاب کس نوازی کن طبیبا جار سازی کن شغاب کس نوازی کن طبیبا چارہ سازی کن مریض درد عصیانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ مریض درد عصیانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ اگر رانی و گر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی اگر رانی و گر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
انظر
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شعلہ می خیزد. گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شعلہ می خیزد. مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزا سوزد. چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد. نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
چمہ شر فتنہ انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد. چمہ شر فتنہ انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد. بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید. پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید. تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا
پریشانم پریشانم
کرم نالا گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لاتن گھر رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لاتن شہاب ہرے عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ شہاب ہرے عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور اللہ ماشاءاللہ ونڈرفل کلام وچ وی ہیو جسٹ لسن ٹو کلام بائی سیدی و مرشدی اعلیٰ حضرت امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ اللہ رضوان ان دی فارسی دی پرشین لینگویج اینڈ ویری بیوٹیفلی You know, Imam al-Sunnat basically presents his pleas in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And undoubtedly, you know, the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that court where whenever a person goes, he is not returned empty-handed. You know, sometimes you feel that in this world, you don't have the people who listen to you. You don't have the people who, you know, can solve your problem. And out of options, then you, whereas the first option was supposed to be the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when you're out of options, unfortunately, then a person turns towards Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously, the solution is then found. But we must make it a habit that whenever we want to have our options, then the first option and priority should be the court of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So before the break, we discussed that feeding others and salam, these are two qualities which are great and excellent, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned khiyarukum, that you are the best amongst you as the one who feeds others and makes salam. Some few hadith I would like to keep in front of you as well. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There is a place in paradise, there is a palace in paradise whose exterior is visible from the interior and its interior from the exterior. Allah Almighty has prepared this palace for those who feed others." Subhanallah. Likewise, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, "When I came to Madinatul Munawwara, the first words I heard from the blessed tongue of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were, 'Ya ayyuhan nas, افشوا السلام واطعموا الطعام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام.' O people, spread salam, feed the people, and pray at night when the people sleep. You will enter paradise with peace." Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. with regards to salam, how much of a habit do we have to make salam to others? How much of a habit do we have to reply to other people's salam? Unfortunately, our discussions begin with good morning, with hi, how are you, hello, how's it? You know, these kind of words. Whereas, what a good dua and greeting Islam has given us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah be upon you. Whenever you meet someone, you say assalamu alaikum, you will receive a reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You cannot enter paradise until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you cannot truly believe until you love each other. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not tell you something through which your love for each other will increase? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أفشوا السلام بينكم. Spread salam among yourselves. Subhanallah. So how important it is to make salam, how important it is to start the discussion with these wonderful du'aya kalimat, the words of du'a, that automatically the next person's heart, you know, gets inclined towards you and he feels that yes, what you are saying is true and it is good. You must always remember, when someone says salam, it is obligatory and necessary upon you to respond immediately and with a sufficient tone so that the person who greeted can hear it. If salam is not responded to, then it will be a sin due to abandoning an obligation. So keep this in mind. It's a masla, it's a law which you must keep. So one, we learned that the one who has the piety is the most honorable, the greatest, the superior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned about salam. We learned about feeding others. Now we're going to learn that what other hadith are there in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who is better amongst you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Meaning the best among you is he who learns the Qur'an and teaches it to others. Subhanallah. So let's reflect now. Do we have this quality within ourselves? Did we learn the Holy Qur'an? Do we know how to recite the Holy Qur'an? Do we know what should we do? What shouldn't we do? Do we know the correct pronunciation? Do we know the Alif Pata? Do we know the Makharij of the Holy Quran? What commands have Allah Ta'ala given me in the Holy Quran? What should I do? What Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to do? What has He stopped me and what has He prohibited me from doing? All of this, do we know? Yes or no? And then, وَعَلَّمَهُ. You must teach it to others. That person is better. Do we teach the Holy Quran? Do we practice the message of the Holy Quran so that others can look at us and act upon it? Are we doing all of this? If the answer is yes, then subhanallah, you are good, you are better. If the answer is no, then unfortunately you have missed out on a great deal. And instead of looking here and there at who is better, try and make yourself better. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, undoubtedly, this noble Quran is a banquet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, whoever has the ability to learn something from it should learn it, because the house that is most empty of goodness is the house in which there is nothing from the book of Allah, and a house in which there is nothing from the book of Allah is like that abandoned house which no one lives in. Subhanallah. So protect your houses from becoming desolate. Protect your houses from becoming deserted places. Protect your houses from being places where there is no barakah, no rahmah. Recite the Holy Quran. Teach it to others. Teach your children. Make your children recite. Make sure the recitation of the Holy Quran continues in the house, whether it is in the morning and the evening or in the afternoons or whenever you get a chance after salah. Sit together, recite one page of the Holy Quran. Just that much if you can do. And see how the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers that house. And see how the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower upon you and the people of your house. Likewise, another narration, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the servant who recites the Holy Quran day and night, who regards its lawful as lawful and its unlawful as unlawful, Allah Almighty makes angels His companions. When the day of judgment comes, the Holy Quran will present proofs before Allah Almighty on behalf of that servant. And the Quran will say, O Lord, every person in the world used to receive wages for his work, But this person used to recite me day and night and regarded my lawful as lawful and my unlawful as unlawful. O Lord, grant him his reward today. At the Quran's request, that servant will be crowned with a royal crown and clothed in robes of honor. Then Allah Almighty will say to the Quran, Hal radaita? O Quran, are you pleased? The Quran will say, O Lord, grant even better reward than this. So the servant will be granted kingship and paradise. Then Allah Almighty will say to the Quran, Hal radaita? Are you pleased now? The Quran will say, Yes, O Lord, now I am pleased. Subhanallah. Salli wa al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another category of people who are better, who are great, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, who among the people is best, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, كُلُّ مَخْمُومِ الْقَلْبِ سُدُوقُ الْلِسَانِ. Every person who has a pure heart and a truthful tongue. The Honorable Companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know what a truthful tongue is, but what is a pure heart? He replied, it is the pious person who has no sin in his heart, nor arrogance, nor malice, nor envy. Subhanallah. So, you know, that's a person. Do we have malice in our heart? Do we have envy in our heart? Do we have jealousy? Do we have pride? Do we have takabbur? Do we have arrogance? Do we have this ostentation? All of these are actually the diseases of the heart which we need to get rid of. And if a person can do that, then subhanallah, you are successful. How many lies do we speak? How many deceptions do we give to others? How many times do we rob others? How many times do we insult others? How many times do we shout others? How many times do we utter vulgar words? And how many times do we utter words of praise? Do we try and console others? Do we try and make sure that our hearts are penetrating the heart of our Muslim brother and bringing joy in their heart? How many of us have a pure heart? How many of us, our hearts are clean from malice, from greed, from all these types of diseases and filthy things? If we have to really ask ourselves this question, then we'll be shocked at the answer. Because majority of us are zero in this field. And zero means zero, that we have nothing. Our hearts are totally black and it has become like a stone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when neither wealth nor sons will be of benefit, except he who comes to Allah with a sound heart, with a safe heart, a proper heart. Alright, so that's how it's going to be. If your heart is clean, if everything is perfect, then yes, subhanallah, you will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. On the other hand, if your heart is not clean, then unfortunately, you are not amongst the superior people. And inshallah, azawajal, we'll discuss one more category of people who are great. And then inshallah, azawajal, we will terminate our discussion. But before that, we'll take a short break and listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, we will discuss one more category and move towards the conclusion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Our deen, our religion of Islam teaches us to have good assumptions regarding others. Always think positively about others. And that's helpful for your dunya, for your akhirah, your health, your well-being. Thinking positively. There's so many studies on this. And doing the opposite, meaning overthinking or thinking ill of others, thinking wrongly of others, only leads to more negativity, more stress, more worry. This is something that we should avoid. And wrongful assumptions come from a diseased heart, a heart that is ill, afflicted. We need to cure that. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us about the importance of having good assumptions. And he declared this as ibadah, yes, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you think good of others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْعِبَادَةِ. That thinking good of others, having a good assumption, is from the most beautiful forms of worship. مِنْ حُسْنِ الْعِبَادَةِ. We neglect this today. We think ill of others. Oh, I don't like the way he talks. I think he's like this. I think he's arrogant. I think he's condescending. I think he's like this. What proof do we have? Have we taken his heart out? Have we analyzed it? Have we check the heart? We don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He is the all-knowing. We're not. So, afiyah, well-being lies in thinking good of others. And there's only khair in that, thinking good of others. But as for thinking ill of others, there's only nuqsan, harm and evil in that. So we need to carry out this most beautiful form of worship, which is thinking good about our fellow Muslims.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Marhaba, welcome back to our silsila. And another category of people who we are going to discuss now, who are good, who are better, who are great amongst the people. We have discussed so far the people who have the taqwa. We have discussed people who feed others. We have discussed making salam to others. We have discussed also having a truthful tongue and having the heart which is pure. Likewise, we discussed learning the Quran, teaching it to others. All of these are qualities. And now, another beautiful hadith I would like to keep in front of you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, be aware that among people are those whose anger arises slowly and subsides quickly. And there are those whose anger arises quickly and also subsides quickly. This is their natural disposition. Be aware that some people's anger arises quickly and lasts a long time. And be aware that the best among them is the one whose anger comes slowly and subsides quickly, while the worst among them is the one whose anger comes quickly and takes a long time to subside. SubhanAllah. Three types of people mentioned. Number one, the person whose anger comes quickly, slowly and quickly subsides. The one whose anger comes quickly and also quickly subsides. The one whose anger comes quickly but takes a long time to subside. From these three, the person who is the best is whose anger comes slowly and quickly subsides. That person is the best, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. And we need to ask ourselves that which category do we fall under. On small things we become angry. On small things we become frustrated. And we become so angry that we make drastic decisions and we destroy things. Many issues happen. Why? Just because we got angry, and then we'll keep the anger for the next 5, 10, 15 years. Why? Whereas the best person is that person that the anger comes slowly and it goes very quickly. A hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there is a gate of hell through which only those people will enter whose anger subsides only after disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghussa thanda usi surat mein hota hai when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person does something which is against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his anger is finished. Then he realizes, what did I do now? Ab to tabahi ho gayi, now the destruction, everything has been done. Now there is nothing you can do. The bullet has been fired, it cannot go back in the gun. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there is a gate of hell through which only those people will enter whose anger subsides only after disobeying Allah Almighty. So we need to ask ourselves this question, that in which category do we fit? And the list, and there are many other people as well. There are the list of people which we have discussed now, learning Quran, teaching to others, truthful tongue, pure heart, about the anger. Anger comes slowly, goes away quickly, feeding others, making salam to others, having taqwa. How many of these qualities do we have in ourselves? Then we ask ourselves the question, who is better? We have zero of these qualities, and then we consider ourselves superior. We consider ourselves better. We consider ourselves greater than others. Maybe you might be wealthy. You might be rich. You might have a business. You might have the best car. You might have the best house. But if you do not have these qualities instilled in you, unfortunately, you are not better than anyone. You can have the best wealth. You can have everything. You are not better. Because the standard of being better and great in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah and the beloved Rasul have mentioned. And this is what we have just discussed now. So I'm leaving all of you with this question, that who is better? And the answer is in all of these narrations which we have discussed today. If you have the answer, and if you find that you have these qualities, then congratulate yourself, give yourself a tap on the shoulder. And if you do not have these qualities, then put these qualities in. Even if one of these qualities are missing, instill those qualities in your life, and then see how you will become a better person a greater person. With these few words, we reach the conclusion of today's discussion. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned today. May Allah ta'ala enable us to pass the message on to others. Very important, we need to pass. We just can't listen and put in one ear and take it from the other. No, we need to make sure whatever we learn, we act upon it and we pass the message on to others. So they can also benefit, they can also act upon it, and we will get the reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah azza wa jal in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Till then, keep all of us in your du'as and remember, instill these qualities in your life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.